Hello, and welcome to Tox Chats, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology, also referred to as ACT. I am your host, Paramita Mukherjee, and joining me as co-host is Ashley McCord.
We'd also like to thank you for listening and are happy to present today's featured podcast, in which we interview several winners of the International Travel Grant. Today we are interviewing Abdullah Morsi Weddin of Alexandria University in Egypt, Kamakshi Mehta at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in India, Rashida Jimmo of the University of Lagos in Nigeria, and Gana Shayak Batova of the State Institution of Pharmacology and Toxicology, National Academy of Medical Sciences of Ukraine. So welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for being here today. So let's get started on the questions. So Rashida, can you tell us how the opportunity to attend this meeting has impacted you?
Yes, the opportunity to attend this meeting has impacted me positively by being of immense benefit to my professional development and as well as my career development as a young researcher and academic. That has provided a unique platform for me to present my research in front of professionals in the field of toxicology and as well as to get valuable feedbacks from them. And also, I've been able to share my research ideas with a diverse group of toxicologists. So it's been a great one for me.
That's wonderful to hear. Gana, can you tell us how the opportunity to attend this meeting has impacted you?
Oh, thank you for your question. So I need to tell you that it's not my first time in ACT meetings. I have been to Palm Springs. And as usually, both of this meeting, it's a very good opportunity to meet my lovely colleagues and to share my results. Every time I learn something new, after this I can teach my students because I work like part-time lecturer in the University of Kyiv. I teach students very unique course, non-clinical evaluation of safety of biologics. Because of this I can take a lot of interesting facts from ACT meetings, and I attended two courses yesterday, study director courses, and it also would be very, very useful for me. What I need to tell also that in Ukraine, toxicology is underrepresented, and I can't in Ukraine to meet many toxicologists in one time. I very appreciate such opportunity.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm so glad this is you've been able to come back to the meeting. So Abdullah, what has your experience been so far in attending this meeting? Any big highlights or surprises you would like to share with us?
Yes, so I had a very good experience for the last 2 days here in the ACT meeting. Actually, yesterday I had the pleasure to participate in the Frost Award competition. It was a very good competition, and I had the pleasure to be in that competition. After the presentation, the judge, most of the judges gave us questions about our work. And some of the questions were very useful for me. They made me think differently about some parts of my work. They gave me some new ideas that I'm intending actually to change some of the techniques of my research in the future. So that's why I'm excited about the booster session that we will be having later today. I am looking forward also for the feedback from all of these attendants. Thanks to the ACT meeting, I have been able to interact or network, the word we are using these days, network with many professionals from diverse backgrounds and areas within the field of toxicology. I met and spoke with people from different regulatory agencies such as the FDA, other professionals from pharmaceutical companies, and also professors from academia. So actually the ACT meeting is a very good place to build and grow your professional network. I also participated in continual education courses and also one workshop this morning. I'm looking forward to other workshops and lectures tomorrow and the day after. So yeah, I think this meeting was a wonderful experience, and I will definitely recommend it to my friends in Egypt in the field of toxicology.
Yeah, networking is so key in this field, so I'm really happy you touched on that. And it's obviously ACT is a great environment for that. So thank you for your answer. So next question for Kamakshi, could you share with us your vision for the field of toxicology?
Yes, I would like to answer this question. Ever since I completed my post-graduation in the field of toxicology, that was the time when I quickly became passionate about choosing this subject of toxicology as my career aspiration. And toxicology in itself is a very broad term. It's a multidisciplinary field in which we evaluate the effects of toxic chemicals on the human body and as well as on the environment. And I really wish that one day with my research and innovative skills, I create a safe and healthier world and the environment which should be free of the toxic metals or any such kind of toxicities. And I really I strongly believe that the field of toxicology, with specifically with the great dose response associations and the consideration of the exposure extent, it would be essential aspect of the risk assessment. And by forming the collaborations with such societies, as I'm attending American College of Toxicology meeting, this had greatly impact on my professional career as well, and also it would help me in creating a progress or and develop the all aspects of the toxicology in my country.
Thank you. That's really a very noble vision you have for toxicology. Thank you for sharing with us. Rashida, could you share with us your vision for the field of toxicology?
Yeah, thanks for the question. I seek to make significant contributions to the field of toxicology for the improvement of ecosystem health and human health by understanding the fates and effects of chemicals in the environment to inform public policy decisions for the control and management of these chemicals in the environment, with the overall goal of protecting the ecosystem health. Thank you.
Ghana, could you also share with us your vision? Just curious to see if you have anything you'd like to share.
Because I've need to tell something. After all, I need to also add something. So I work in Institute of Pharmacology and Toxicology. Because of this, the topic of drug toxicology is very close to me. So I think that one of the main goals of toxicology to prevent some adverse effects of drugs. For this achievement, for this goal, toxicology needs to use all disciplines. All disciplines instruments, all discipline instruments. Toxicology is a fusion of biochemistry, molecular biology, physiology, in the modern world, humans can't avoid toxic compounds at all, but our main purpose maybe as toxicologists to prevent it is the best way.
I love all these visions. They're all so important and complementary. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. So next question for Abdullah, what is the most exciting thing that you would like to share about conducting research in your country?
Yeah, so I'm actually a teaching assistant at Alexandria University, which is located in Alexandria. And Alexandria is actually, it's a coastal city in the northern part of Egypt. It's actually a unique city in Egypt because it's so culturally diverse and rich. It has all of these cultural elements and history of not only the ancient Egyptian culture, but also the Roman, the Greek, and most recently the Arab culture. So it's really an interesting city to be in. So actually one of the most interesting places in Alexandria is the Alexandria Library, which is also known as the Grand Library of Alexandria. And actually this library was one of the most significant and one of the largest libraries in the ancient world. It contains almost millions and millions of manuscripts and papyrus papers. So actually it captures all of this, the work of all of these Roman and Greek and Egyptian scientists all over the ages. So actually I'm very lucky because my university is located just beside the Library of Alexandria. And actually, from my lab, I can look out the window, I can see the Library of Alexandria. I had the pleasure also to participate in multiple activities within the library. So I have had the experience to witness all of these achievements of the ancient scientists. So actually, whenever I'm doing research in my university, whenever I'm encountering difficulties and the challenges within my work, some experiments that will not work or some unexpected results, I can look out to the library. I can think of all of these scientists, their history, their work that is impacting even our world today. So this really gives me motivation to just move on with my experiments, try harder, and to work it gives a real motivation to it gives me a real motivation to complete my work and finish my studies. So actually I'm also I can share one more thing about my university. I'm actually in a very interesting laboratory group. It is a very, I feel like a family inside this group. My mentor is actually one of the most successful pharmacologist and toxicologist in Egypt. So actually I am thankful to all of the members of my laboratory group. They are like the family to me. So without them, I would never be here. I would never be presenting all of this work. So thank to them and also to the American College of Toxicology for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Well, thank you for convincing me to travel to Alexandria. That sounds like a really amazing, you know, thing that you're doing. And we're so happy that you're here to share all that with us. So same question for Kamakshi. What is the most exciting thing that you would like to share about conducting research in your country?
As I belong to a developing country like India, where toxicology is very much underrepresented, so I would like to make sincere efforts in this field as I chose this toxicology as my career. So I really wish that I create a safer world by advancing the knowledge of my knowledge and get fully equipped with the immense knowledge which I have gained through attending this meeting, ACT. And also I would like to say that we should create safer drugs polyphenolic drugs which could ameliorate those adverse impacts of such toxic elements.
Thank you very much for sharing with us that. Ghana, could you tell us what's one exciting thing or something you'd like to share about conducting research in your country of Ukraine?
For me, it's the most exciting thing that we can conduct research in such circumstances like now. So because we have a lack of financial support sometimes, but we need to find some grants, some financial and obtain good results and can represent these results on great meetings. And as for me, maybe the most interesting experience, like a toxicologist that working in the team on certification of our institute on GLP, because our institute was the first in Ukraine that certified in GLP. So I can share now with my experience with another people. So I work like a study director in my institution, and I think that the most exciting.
That's wonderful that you've been able to do that, and continued success to you in your research.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for participating in this interview today, and congratulations on receiving this award. We hope you enjoy the rest of the meeting and that we get to see you at more meetings in the future.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines, by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.